Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another edition of the Mickey Bot Podcast. I am your host, Jared, alongside Alyssa Antonelli, once again, my trusty co-host for quite a while. We are back with another magical episode here on the Mickey Bot Podcast. We cover all things Disney, from the parks to the cruise line to the streaming service to Star Wars. Not as much Living with the Land, but that's okay. If you're a fan, you can still hang around. I just won't talk about it as much as others. The point is, we talk about all things Disney here, and in this episode, we're very excited because we do have a special guest, and that special guest, believe it or not, has some Disney ties. So we're excited to talk to our special guest today. Before I introduce her and get into all that, I want to ask Alyssa, how are you doing?
Good. Just always excited about another episode, and so excited to have Tanya here. Obviously a great partner of Mickey Travels, and it's gonna be a fun day. It's been a little bit since we've had a guest on, so it's always fun when somebody's in the middle of the two of us, Jared, right? Usually just the two of us.
I know.
Entering back and forth.
I know. This is kind of good because the listeners, every once in a while, are probably like, I'm really tired of listening to Jared and Alyssa just ramble and ramble.
Hope
it's
not,
nice to
yes.
have a different voice.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Know, not you, but me. The point is, we're super excited to have Tanya on. So let me introduce her because I am just really excited to get into the interview slash discussion we're going to be having today. Today's topic is all about what it is like to be a Disney content creator, live streamer, things of that nature. And we're going to talk to someone who does it, you know, a lot. So let's jump right in. We are so happy to have Tanya Blakey on the show today. You may know Tanya within the Disney community as That Crazy Disney Lady. That is the name of her YouTube channel and social media platforms as well, where she has gained tens of thousands of followers. Throughout the years, her YouTube channel has gained over 6 million views. And she is known to bring you with her on live streams throughout the parks. She's also a proud partner of Mickey Travels. So we're super happy to have her on. Of course, we have our own major ties to Mickey Travels, including our co-host, Alyssa, being a primary co-owner of Mickey Travels. So we're definitely going to have to talk about Mickey Travels and, frankly, both of your guys' connections, how you guys met and all that. But let's jump right in. First of all, thank you for coming on the show, Tanya. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that. We're excited
like
to have
talking.
You.
I'm just happy to be here. That's a cool tagline.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just wanted to start with, like, beyond what I just opened with in the introduction, things like that. Can you introduce yourself a little bit, talk a little bit more about your story? Because oftentimes when we have guests on the podcast, it's great to do an introduction and sort of, you know, bring people up to speed and what they're like. But I don't like to speak too much about other people. I like them to talk about their journey and who they are and where they came from. Tell us a little bit about yourself and our viewers and listeners so they can learn a little bit more about you if they are already familiar.
Well, let's see. I don't know how far you want me to go back, but just real quickly, I'll tell you, I'm from Kentucky. And my daughter and I are huge Disney fans, and we would come here on vacation a lot. And then my daughter found out about the Disney College program. And so she applied for that and she got in. And then we moved from Kentucky to Florida, which was something we always wanted to do. It's just that was kind of like the opening or the prime time where we could do it, you know? So we moved to Florida, and I never in a million years would have thought I would be in any kind of social media. YouTube, anything. But it just kind of all happened by accident. It started with me being like really active within the Disney College program parents community. Like, I remember, like, I moved here in 2016, and shortly after I moved here, we had Hurricane Irma. And so everybody had just came down, picked, you know, dropped their kids off, went back home. And then now a hurricane's coming and everybody's in a panic. You know, they just dropped their kids off and The news is scary. So I kind of just went on Disney property and went live so they could all see what's happening here. And so they would know that it's calm. Everything's fine. Your children are safe. You don't need to worry. And that is like the first time that I, you know, was a part of any kind of social media, I guess you'd say. And then my friends and I started an annual pass holder group. So through the parents and through the pass holder group, I kind of started getting a little bit more popular around the Disney community. I'd walk through the parks and I'd be like, Tanya from the parents page or Tanya from the pass holder page. And then I would go live on my personal Facebook page, kind of just for like my family to see me at the parks. And then just one thing snowballed into another. And then it was kind of like, I kind of got something here, you know, like I'm building like this little community. Why not do something with it? And so I started a YouTube channel and, I started it for fun just because I like to talk to people. And I went live Wednesday night and Saturday night, and it was never a job for me. It was just for fun and meeting new people that were coming to town and talking about Disney and sharing my love for Disney. And it kept growing and growing. And then I was like, okay, I have this platform. I might as well use it. And anyway, now it's my full-time job. So.
It's amazing. I love how it started and how it's grown. And I love that it's obviously, it's Disney focused, and there's just so many people out there, and you hit the nail on the head, who, especially people who don't live here, you know, the three of us are lucky enough to live, you know, right here in the magic. But I remember when we lived in New Jersey and we would watch a lot of content creators, and I would just be excited to see what they could bring to me, thousands of miles away or hundreds of miles away. It made me feel like I was there. And do you feel that that is part of it with you, where you want to not only share the magic, but also bring people that aren't actually here, you know, with you on this journey, so they feel like they're part of what you're experiencing?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. I mean, and I talk about that a lot. It's just like, if I never even knew that it existed when I lived in Kentucky, like if I would have known that there were people that walked around, I mean, I don't even know if people did it in 2016. I don't know. But if I would have known like before that there was that outlet where you could be walking through the parks with someone showing you around what's going on, because, you know, you miss it so much whenever you leave. People never want to leave, and Disney depression is real. You just get home and you can't wait to just book that next trip.
Yeah.
You know, and start that new countdown. So it's great for many reasons. We get to, for the people who are already Disney fans, I get to walk around with them while they, you know, get to experience their favorite things, their favorite snacks, go on their favorite rides, see Mickey, watch a parade. And then there's the other part of it where there's people who maybe they just stumbled across my page or my live stream, and they've never been to Disney before. So now they get to, so many people have come up and told me, I've never been to Disney. I didn't even think about Disney. I didn't even want to come to Disney until I found your channel. And then we were like, we should go. It looks so fun. You know what I'm saying? So that's very rewarding.
That, you know, I think that's really important. I think, Jared, I'll let you speak as well, but I know one of the things, you know, sometimes Mickey blog has just gone live. I mean, we don't make it as serious, obviously, as big as you do, but I remember on a February or March day, or even January a few years ago, there was a huge storm in New Jersey, lots of snow and cold weather and all that. And it was 80 degrees and sunny walking down Main Street. And we went live just to, not to make anyone feel jealous or, you know, look at us, you don't have this, but more to say, you know, just come along with us. I know it's not like this where you are right now, but share in this experience. And I can't tell you how many people, I remember that day, like it was yesterday, the comments were like, I needed this. Thank you for letting me come to my happy place when it's, you know, snowing an inch, you know, every half hour. It does make a difference in people's lives. I always say this when it comes to our business with travel planning. We're not curing cancer. We're not doing brain surgery. But what we do is important. And it does change people's lives, whether, you know, in some way. So I think that that's great. And you obviously are changing people's lives and you're impacting them in a very positive way.
I just love it so much. So
that's awesome.
I'm just going to keep on rocking on with it for as long as I can.
Love it.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, bloggers and influencers and people creating content within the Disney community sometimes can get, you know, I don't even know, bad reputations or bad press. But oftentimes what people tend to forget about is that mass amounts of the audiences are really in love with this content. Otherwise, this would not exist. But also how many people are getting joy from it. You know, I used to do a lot of live streams for Mickey Blog. And I can tell you, oftentimes in the comments, I would see a lot of people saying, you know, I was having a bad day. This just brightened my day. And, you know, I'm in a better mood now or whatever. Like, and I've said this to Alyssa many times, but that's always, you know, some of the highlights in my week, not just through the podcast, but through the social media posts that the Mickey Blog team will post, is seeing people say like, oh, I needed this video or this TikTok made me smile or whatever, you know, because that is that reward, you know, like, yes, what we do, it is technically work, but it's beyond that. Otherwise we wouldn't be in this industry, in the sense where you do get that reward of feeling like you're impacting lives and helping people's moods, which I think is a really wonderful thing. So tell us a little bit more about the different kind of content you create. Do you typically focus primarily on live streams, or what do you typically focus on from a content perspective?
Well, I honestly wouldn't even call myself a content creator. I appreciate people saying that, but I mean, I used to post over on Instagram, but I kind of got away from that. I do put stories over there, but I don't make reels or do any of that kind of stuff anymore. Only because I went full time YouTube and I'm already committing so much time to that. So I try, like, whenever I'm home and I'm present with my family, and I kind of just like put my phone down, because I'd love to do more, but it's just trying to keep that happy balance between work and family for me. I'm a live streamer. I have an annual pass holder group. I post on there regularly. I post on Instagram. If I'm not on a live stream and we're doing some great, you know, park day, or even if I'm having a beach day or just doing something different, I put things on there so that my viewers can like follow along on whatever adventure we might be on. But for the most part, when it comes to what I do for what I consider my job now, is I live stream.
Awesome.
On YouTube.
It's taking people along on the journey, as we said before. And that's what people want, especially. And I think there's people here, obviously, who love to watch what you do. But I personally think when someone live streams, I think it's great to reach out, and I said this before, to people who aren't here, but people who want to be here. And you take them with you in your journey. And I think that means everything.
I've had people reach out to me and say, they're elderly now. They will never be able to come back to the park again because of their health problems.
But you're bringing them there.
Watching your live streams helped me get through chemo treatments just so many things. People can't physically come here anymore. And honestly, I'm a talker. So the live streams are great for me because I get to talk with people.
Yeah.
Rather than just when I'm doing a vlog, I'm just talking to the camera and I don't have a conversation going. You know, in the live chat, people are saying things, they're answering me. We're talking about everything from, oh my gosh, my kids were on my nerves earlier today, to you know, just real life stuff. And, you know, that is how I connect with my audience, is just talking about not just Disney, but, you know, just anything that makes me relatable to people. So
I think that's unique because I do think a lot of Disney, and I say this with all due respect, but I think there's a lot of content creators or live streamers or everyone or both who they're just out there. They don't get personal. Some do, but then you see some that are just out there to get the content and they're not connecting with people. And I think people want to feel, like you said, people want to be heard. They want to, I know I've watched live streams where people want just to say, you to say hi to them. Like they just want you to say hi.
Oh, I have so many stories about that too.
Like, hi, Tanya. They want you to be like, hi, Alyssa. How are you? Or hi, Jared. Like they just want that acknowledgement of just being, you know, whereas like you said, with a vlog, you're not talking to anybody. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's also live streamers who don't get personal. That's okay. Yeah. But I love that you make it personal. I love the fact that you are making a difference in people's lives. Like you said, somebody who can't get here, or I remember Jared going live multiple times and people saying, Jared, you probably remember this, like, I had a really bad week and this just turned it around for me. Like Jared said, you know, or just, I'm in a bad place right now, but watching you walk down Main Street, or Jared, like, you know, finding the Disney ducks and just kind of stopping for a minute and just, It makes a difference in people's lives. So
it really does.
I think that that's great.
And it's good for me too. Not just for the viewers, but it's a really great therapy for me as well. Because, you know, I have a passion for people, and I don't know. It's good for me, for my soul, even to just like have a conversation with people like that.
That's amazing.
It's fun.
So Tanya, let me ask you this. Obviously your daughter was in the college program. Would you say your love of Disney, just Disney itself, started before she became a college program cast member, or did it build from there, or where did your love of Disney really originate?
So when my daughter was born, my husband was active duty military in the Army. And we got stationed in Germany.
Wow.
And so whenever we got stationed in Germany, there was no TV. Everything was in Deutsch, which is the language in Germany. We had one TV channel, which was like the military channel. And I didn't want to watch that. So I joined the Disney Movie Club. Remember that?
Wow.
Like where you could get a movie for a penny or something, as long as you agreed to buy
Jared's
a couple
like,
of movies
no,
sometime
I don't remember
year.
That. Jared was like literally like, Jared's like 10 right now. So he doesn't.
Yeah.
So he's joking about Jared. Being so young. Jared's like, I don't
Jared,
remember,
do you remember that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I was like 3 or 4 maybe.
So I joined that.
Jared, do you remember that when you were 3 or 4?
Yeah, no, a lot of fond memories, definitely.
Yeah.
But...
So that's how you got connected with Disney?
So there was no TV, and I joined the Disney Movie Club. And Mariah, she's my oldest child, and she was my only child at the time. And we fell in love with Disney through the movies. We watched them all the time. That was the only thing we watched when we lived in Germany for 4 years. There was no other TV. And, you know, we would go to a movie, or we'd rent movies that, you know, that's back in the Blockbuster days or whatever, where you go pick up a movie and go home and watch it. But we had our Disney Movie Club and we watched all the Disney movies all the time. We fell in love with it. We could not wait to come back to America to go to Disney World. She was 5 years old, and I went to Disney World, and I have been obsessed ever since. But we fell in love through the movies, both she and I. She's a Disney cast member still to this day, and we cry all the time, and we love it. It's incredible. Like, we never get tired of it. We just, what's today? So I'm trying to think of what days. I'm pretty sure it was Sunday night we went to Be Our Guest for dinner. But before our reservation, we were standing out by Prince Charming's carousel behind the castle, watching the fireworks. And that part of Happily Ever After when Tinkerbell starts to fly, there were three little girls behind us and they start screaming Tinkerbell and they were so excited. And Mariah and I just looked at each other and started to sob. It was so sweet. You know, we're suckers. We have drank all the Disney Kool-Aid and we are so bad. We just love it so much. We really do. That's,
you know, that organic love is very much translated by what you do. I don't think you can fake that.
No, it's so real. We just love it so much. Like my husband and my boys, they would come here with me on vacation every year, but they never really like got it. You know what I'm saying? So they don't really go to the parks. They don't really care about it. They're more sports and other things, sure. But Mariah and I, we just love it so much and we will forever go. Like I still, after, you know, being here for what, 6 years now, I still get so excited going under that arch. I'm like, I'm still wanting to take a picture going through the arch because we're on Disney property. It's crazy.
Wonderful.
No,
and that's how I got my name, Jared, that crazy Disney lady. My sister used to call me that all the time. She's like, you're going again? Why are you going back? You know, and I'm sure everybody else who's a Disney fan get asked that same question. Y'all are going again? And we'd be like, yes, we are. We are going back to Disney. That's what we love to do. So that's where we're going. And so I would come here and I would always go home with a bag of Disney gifts for my nieces and nephews. And my sister would be like, oh, Lord, here comes that crazy Disney lady.
Oh, that's
so,
my channel name. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, that's great. Especially that it has more personal ties to you with, mm-hmm. you know, something like that. I think that's awesome. So in regards to your growth over the years and everything like that, has there been any sort of specific contributor or key to that, you know, growth? Because, you know, I know what's worked for Mickey Blog. I know Alyssa knows what's worked for Mickey Travels. And I know across the board in almost anything that's successful, Alyssa talks about this often with the agents, but being consistent, and consistency is so important to growing with anything you do. That's but right. Of course, beyond that, you know, what do you think has been the biggest key to, you know, your channel and your page's growth?
You know, I really think that live streaming is kind of like the future. It's like, especially since COVID happened, I really have noticed growth in my channel because people felt a little trapped and live streaming was kind of like a window to the world. And that's when I noticed like a substantial growth in my channel, is just, people being able to, no matter where they are, just like, I feel like people now kind of go on looking for who's live or what's going on in the world that's live out there that we can watch. It's kind of like a window to the world when you can't escape somewhere. So that, and of course, consistency, you know, I do feel like I probably need to add in some different times of day or maybe a little time on the weekend. Cause right now I'm very strict with my, you know, my schedule Monday through Friday, only while my kids are in school so that I'm home at night for homework and dinner and all of that. So I think that I could probably grow my channel a little more if maybe I stepped out on an evening stream and kind of pick up viewers that have been at work all day or been at school all day, or maybe a weekend for people who are just, so I'd like to try to maybe bring that in somewhere at some point to where I could pull in some evening audience or a weekend audience. But for me, consistency, and people are creatures of habit and they know every Monday, 10:30, or I could be running late because, you know, somebody had to poop or something. You never know when you're trying to get out the door, something's happening. So I try to get there right at 10:30. Sometimes it's 11, but, yeah, I just, you know, my viewers know my schedule and they're always there, and they call themselves the crazy crew. And we just have a wonderful time. I've met so many of them in person. We had one meetup so far. We plan to do more meetups in the future. And people have come from all over the country just to come in and, like,
wow,
you know, meet face to face that they've been talking to for years in a live chat.
I do love the idea with live streams that you can sort of interact directly with people, mm-hmm. because that's oftentimes the tough part about whether it is Instagram or TikTok or, you know, even vlog style videos with YouTube. You're not interacting with people in the actual moment. Like, sometimes you'll get a comment after the fact and you can respond to that comment, but maybe it's a few hours afterwards and they don't want to respond anymore. It's like, you know, you can get real raw reactions from people, oh, yeah, of like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I want to see. And I do think it's also fun for you, the creator, to play with the idea of being able to, hey, where would you like me to go next? You know, like that's mm-hmm. the beauty of being an annual pass holder and being here all the time.
Right.
I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, okay, I kind of feel like going over here on this live stream. And I was like, you know what? This person is asking me to go over to Echo Lake and I live here. Like, who am I to say no to that person who doesn't get to see Echo Lake as much as I do? So yeah, I mean, it's, I think that's a really great concept. So Tanya, we're going to have several more questions for you, but before we do that, I do want to take our mid-episode break because I want to stop for a second and mention that this episode of the Mickey Bod Podcast is sponsored and brought to you by Mickey Travels. Mickey Travels is a nationally recognized leader in Disney vacation planning. They are diamond earmarked by Disney and their services are always 100% free. So reach out to Mickey Travels today for a free quote on your Disney vacation at MickeyTravels.com. That's MickeyTravels.com, making magic one vacation at a time. And the reason I especially want to mention Mickey Travels is Tanya has direct ties to Mickey Travels as a partner. So I wanted to sort of ask you about that. Obviously, you have become an official partner and everything like that. But, mm-hmm. You know, can you talk about how that came about, how you met Alyssa right over here, also with us on the screen, and her husband, and her husband, Greg, and how that partnership sort of started?
So, well, she mentioned earlier that they lived in New Jersey, and I was live streaming when I met their youngest son, Nick. And Nick would be in the chat a lot, and he started his own YouTube channel even before he ever came here to Florida. So I knew Nick first through the live stream. And then, you know, Nick would be in the chat and Nick would come down on vacation. And then, you know, you all would go back to New Jersey. And I just remember him one day coming in the chat and saying that y'all were moving here. So I don't remember how all that went, but you all moved here. And then Nick was here all the time and just doing fantastic, growing his YouTube channel. But anyway, Nick is outstanding. I've always just loved him. He is the sweetest young man. I used to tell him all the time, before he was ever a Disney cast member, I used to tell him, I was like, you are an old soul. You are wise beyond your years. He was always so much more mature than even me. And, you know, he just represented himself so well. And then I think it was like a few years later when I actually found out that, you know, that you all were MickeyTravels.com. I always heard about MickeyTravels.com, and then one day it just clicked. I was like, oh my gosh, MickeyTravels.com is your family. And that's how the whole thing, that's how it all started, how I knew about MickeyTravels.com and how, I'd been watching Mickey blog, and anyway, it all came together in full circle. And then, remember I told you all that at first I just thought, took my channel was just for fun. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to do this full time. And so I just started thinking about, you know, maybe it's time for sponsors. You know, let me help people that are coming here and what their needs may be. So I started, you know, making a list of things of how I could help people. And, you know, a travel agent is something that they definitely need. And I have had so many travel agencies reach out to me in the past and want to sponsor my channel. And I was like, you know, I was not in that mindset, you know. And so anyway, when I made the decision to do it, the first person I thought of was MickeyTravels.com, because I don't know anybody else. And you all have such a great reputation. And, you know, you hear nothing but good things about MickeyTravels.com. I know Nick, I know you all. So it was just a no-brainer for me to reach out.
Well, we obviously, you know, I can say honestly that when it comes to our partnerships, like you, we don't take those lightly. You know, we're not just like, oh, we'll have anybody, you know, come on in. You know, we're as particular as you would be or any of our partnerships would be. It was an easy decision for us to want to work with you. But I do kind of get a chuckle out of, you know, there's no question about it. You know, our tie is certainly through Nick. You know, yeah. He is the reason that, you know, you knew him probably a good amount of time before I ever knew who, you know, we ever met each other, which is kind of fun. Actually, I feel like Nick has introduced us to many people down here that we otherwise did not know. But it's funny when we sort of connected with the possibility of becoming partners, I mentioned something to Nick about it. And let me tell you, one thing about Nick is he's very honest. Like, he's going to tell you like it is. Like, if he doesn't think something's right, he'll be the first one to be like, yeah, no, no, I think you want to start. And I was curious, you know, not that he was going to make our decision, of course. And he said, you couldn't pick a better partner. You know, he just adores you, you know, for sure. He was so excited about our partnership with you. So it's kind of like you said, it's full circle. He's the one that introduced us, and now we're partners and all that great stuff. But we appreciate it because, like you said, you know, it is a service, a free service that you can then share with your viewers and your listeners and your followers that, you know, and the best part is it doesn't cost them any more money. So it's not one of these things where you're saying, well, work with Mickey Travels, but it is going to cost you a little more. People start to get a little leery at that. Like, well, hold on, I could do it myself and it wouldn't cost anything. It's sort of an easy sell when you know you have experts that are going to help you along the way for, you know, no charge. And of course, you know, we're extremely proud to be, you know, one of the very few diamond agencies in the industry. So thank you for, you know, obviously acknowledging that, because that's something that I think does make Mickey Travel stand out. But another reason that we're very particular about who we would ever ask to start a partnership with, it's been nothing short of a wonderful, beautiful partnership that we have. We do get a lot of people who will reach out and say, if Tanya is telling me to come to you, I'm coming to you. And I love that. And we have that with other, that's really important to us because, you know, when you're in the position you're in, Tanya, and you tell people, if you want to come to Disney, reach out to our friends at Mickey Travels, it means something coming from you. You know, they believe in you and they trust you. You know, that's the big thing that you have a trust with your listeners and your followers. And and that means a lot to us because then they know that your name is behind us, right? You're not going to just tell someone, go here. And you're like, I hope that works out. I don't really know them very well, but give it a try.
I would never do that.
Couldn't
I
do
would
it,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely never do that.
Exactly. No, and I will say, no, you know, all of our partnerships that we have are very similar to you. They're very particular. Their name, their reputation, their name is behind our agency. And by the way, vice versa. You know, like if you were some really crazy person who was crazy, I don't mean crazy Disneyland, I mean crazy person, I might be like, oh my gosh, he's a partner of ours. Sorry about that. You know, if he did. So it's really easy and it's such a beautiful partnership. And in the amount of time that we've been partners, we are so grateful to have that really beautiful partnership where We help each other out, but it's all through the love of Disney. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I'm very honored. Very honored to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Do you feel the love? Are you feeling this love?
I wish Alyssa would say this many nice things about me every once in a while. Just once in a blue moon.
Every once in a while. That's now,
true.
You know, some people that watch my channel have never even been to Disney. And if you've never been, especially a Disney cruise, my goodness.
Oh,
if you've
yeah.
never been on a Disney cruise, you need to have somebody to guide you.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You don't want to do that on your own because there's a lot involved in that. You know, you need to know
all the
steps and how to do it, and where to go and what to do. It's just so much better to have somebody to help guide you
Absolutely.
Through.
No, I mean, I think that's oftentimes what we talk about when we bring up Mickey Travels. Like, I know it's easy for the listener or the viewer to say, like, oh, okay, they have to say that. Like, no, I get that, but you got to understand something is like, especially if you've never been, like, especially, it is so important to use a service like this and, you know, a service of this quality to this type of, you know, level where they are diamond earmarked is even better, but because you want the best of the best. But regardless, being able to have someone who, you know, is an expert with all this and knows what they're talking about and knows how to help you guide you through your days, because, you know, not just Disney cruises, Tanya, I think you can agree with me in the sense that Disney hasn't exactly gotten less complicated over the years. I think most people know that it's gotten more complicated over the years. And that's not to say it's not fun anymore. It's just, it is all that much more important to use a travel planner, like someone at Mickey Travels who can help you book it all, plan it all, walk you through it. Explain to you that, when you're going on the monorail through the Contemporary, that's not Disney Springs. Believe it or not, I've heard that before. You know, like it's always funny.
Do they think that's Disney Springs? Is that what they think?
It's a real quote. I was on the monorail when I heard someone going through, we were going through the Contemporary and this dad goes, "Honey, look, that's Disney Springs." And my first thought was just like, you know, like I want to judge a person like that, but you don't just think of how many people go to Disney World for the first time every single day. They've never been in their life and everything is brand new. I know when I walk into a new city, I'll see a chicken place and I'll be like, wow, that place looks amazing. And yet it could be the worst chicken place on the planet, you know, but without that expert, without that planner to help you along, it just makes a world of a difference. So the next thing I wanted to sort of ask you about, because a lot of people who are going to tune into this kind of episode and want to click on this episode, beyond people who of course follow you and are big fans of you, might be people who are trying to learn how to get into the Disney, you know, live streaming, you know, universe or content creation world and things like that. And I know you said you're not exactly a content creator, but regardless, a lot of people who want to jump into that, which is a lot of people these days, a lot of people want to be a Disney YouTuber or vlogger or live streamer. What kind of advice could you give to someone who's just starting out who wants to do it? You know, because I do think a lot of people get a little discouraged at the fact that it is a little oversaturated now in terms of how many people are doing it. But if everybody thought that way, then there'd be nobody doing it. You know, you can't let that kind of stuff bother you. There was travel agencies long before Alyssa and Greg decided to start Mickey Travels, and that didn't stop them from starting it. You can't let that kind of mindset stop you. So having said that, if you have somebody who is wanting to become a Disney live streamer, zero subscribers today, what kind of advice would you give them?
I get asked this question a lot. You know, how do you start YouTube? Or how do you start on social media? I always say that first you need to find something you're passionate about. something that will come easy for you to share with people, and you will find joy in talking about it or sharing it with them. So that would be the first step. And then, I don't know, I guess you just have to like make the move. I don't know. Like for me, it was just like a YouTube channel. I don't know about that. Cause you know, I'm not a technical person. I don't even know how to start. Like, how do you even sign up? Like there was just so many things. I had no idea what a gimbal was or so basically, number one, find out what you're passionate about. Number two, you know, you just, I'm going to just start with YouTube. I'm going to talk about YouTube because there's so many different platforms. So for YouTube, let's say that you want to start a YouTube channel, like my kids would love to do all that, you know, find something you're passionate about. That's number one. And then come up with a name for your channel and then decide when you're going to start. You know, let's start doing something on Monday. Okay, so Monday, get together what you're going to put out and decide if you're going to live stream or vlog. You know, get a plan together. If you're going to go live on YouTube, you need to like let people know that you're going live on YouTube. Maybe it's just friends and family at first. And then they start to watch and then they tell somebody. And also collaboration is great for growth. You know, get with someone else and you all can build on things together. That always helps. So like, let's just say, Jared, you want to start a YouTube channel tomorrow and start live streaming? Well, you can reach out to me and, you know, we're friends now. And I could say, sure, I'll shout out your channel. I'll send people your way. You know, so collaboration with other people that are doing kind of like the same thing as you to help build your audience and get your name out there. Whenever, you know, as far as YouTube goes, I do like post it on my Instagram or post it on my Facebook and let people know that I'm going live or, so with YouTube, you have to have 1,000 subscribers and you have to have 4,000 hours of watch time to become a partner with YouTube and become monetized and start making money. So your goal would be to start getting the 1,000 followers and get that watch time out there and keep rocking on. I don't know.
I mean, tell you something that other specific questions. I think that's great advice, Tanya. And one of the things, and you know, it's interesting because you mentioned about Nick starting a YouTube channel. He sort of put that aside because he's pretty busy being a Disney cast member these days. But I remember, and this goes along with what you're just saying, when Nick started, he was in our basement in New Jersey with a green screen behind him, a very high-pitched voice. He was 13 years old. And we would be at the top of the stairs listening. He'd be like, hello, everybody, you know, and he'd have two people watching. Yeah. And I think it was my husband and myself. No joke. And I remember one day he went on and he had five people watching. Well, he thought it was great, right? He was 13 years old, fine. And what's really funny is I remember, you know, when we moved to Florida and he would go live in the parks and he would have, you know, maybe 10 people watching. And I remember the one day he went and he had 100 people watching. And he came home and he was like, I had 100 people. That's a lot of people watching. Like,
that's a lot of people. I remember when 100 people came in my chat. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, but you want to hear something funny? And this is just, I'm not a content creator. I'm not a YouTuber. I'm not a live streamer. I'm none of it. I'm the worst person when it comes to technology. But I remember something Greg told Nicholas, and this is the best piece of advice, I think, for anybody getting into this business. He said, don't look at how many people are watching. Put out good content. Yeah. And when you put out good content, people will come and watch it. And I remember, and you know, he was younger. He's like, oh no, it matters. I want to see how many people. He's like, it doesn't matter if you have four people or 400 people or 4,000 people. He said, put the good content out. And he goes, people will come. You know, if you build it, they will come. Yes. And he grew his channel to a pretty whatever it was, but he grew it, and he just
hundreds of people,
like you say, don't. And it's funny because there were times where Nick would go live with other big YouTubers, other live streamers, and they would mostly be over to the other channels and not watch. And he would text us on the side going, I don't have a lot of people. So-and-so has so many more. Greg's like, who cares? Who cares? Yeah. You have right now 400 people that are watching you and they want to see good stuff. So he said, don't worry. And the more he didn't worry about it, the more his channel grew. And that's I would say, by the way, the same thing about my business. You know, there's over 30,000 agencies out there that do what we do. And we're one of the very, I'm sorry, I know this is going to sound, I mean this with love to my agency. We're one of the top agencies in the country. And it's not because we have special, we're not given special things from Disney that no one else does. But like you said, we found what we love and we do our best with it. And when That's you right. do that, you create something wonderful. So anybody that is considering getting into Disney content creation or live streaming, yes, there's competition out there. There's competition with everything. Like Jared, our blog has lots of competition. But what do?
Yes.
We have our reporters out there getting great content every day, great writers. So just get out there, like you said, find what you love and do it great. And the rest all falls into place. Sorry for getting on a soapbox, but
People feeling like it's oversaturated, you know, there are a lot of people that are out there doing it, but I feel like everyone brings something different. And there's going to be people that relate to you, but they don't relate to somebody else, you know, what I'm saying? And it's going to be that way no matter, you know, whoever it is, you know. I feel like I kind of like relate more to, moms and dads and you know I'm relatable to that kind of thing, and bringing our kids to the park to where someone young would be, you know, more relatable to people within their age group and their experiences and the thing, you know. So you always have something different to bring to the table, and people are going to relate to you on that level, whatever it is. There's someone for everyone out there.
And Jared, I would say about our blog, would you not? Like, we have a relatable audience to Mickey blog, that there's other blogs out there, right, Jared? But maybe we bring something different that, you know, one thing about Mickey blog is we always try to put a positive spin on it, on things. And there's people who like that. They don't want to hear the negative all the time. So I think that's relatable, certainly to our industry, into what we do as well. Oh my gosh,
yes.
Absolutely. Well, I think what's important too, especially being you guys both mentioned it, is, you know, Theodore Roosevelt said, comparison is the thief of joy. And I think that's, you know, a quote I think about often, in the sense where if you are, you know, if you are making content, then you're constantly comparing yourself to this other channel who has way more views than you. Or if you're a travel agency and you're comparing yourself to this agency who has more clients than you, or it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're running a, you know, a business, a car wash business, there's going to be a car wash out there that is washing more cars than you. You can't spend your time comparing yourself and what you're doing to other people. Focus on yourself and what you're doing, and quality definitely always wins. Just do your best, make quality content, and people will come. But I also really love the advice you gave Tanya about, you know, find something you love, because that is definitely the biggest piece of advice I always give people when people ask how to get involved in an industry like this, for example, is, okay, well, you gotta love it. You can't do what we do if you don't love it. It doesn't have to be Disney that you love. It could be anything. If you really love cars, go into cars, but love it, you know, like it's going to make the job part of it. It's going to make the grind part of it all that much easier when you're waking up and you enjoy what you're doing, you know? So
it could be makeup, it could be clothes, it could be food, it could be whatever. Just like find something that you're passionate about and bring it
well
and do the best.
You know, and not for nothing, at the end of the day, Jared, we talk about this all the time. We are all three of us, and we're in the same industry, but different parts of it, if you will, different components.
Right.
We're all so lucky to do what we do for a living. I mean, if you really, Jared, we've been doing that for years. Like, you know, is it crazy? And, you know, we joke about a specific festival day where Jared was working the festival and it was 130 and it was one of the craziest hot things. But you know what? I bet he wouldn't trade that for something else, because it's something you look back and say, oh man, that was a crazy day, but he's an Epcot at a festival.
Right.
So we're so lucky that, Tanya, you get to share your love of Disney and all things with people who watch you. And Jared gets to, you know, share, you know, the content that he finds, and he's out in the parks and creating social content that people are going to really, it's going to really impact them. And our agency gets to help people find their way to Disney. I'd say we're pretty privileged and blessed to do the jobs that we do.
That is. I always say highly favored, definitely highly favored. It happened by accident. I never planned on doing this before.
Nothing's an accident. There was a plan for you. Yeah. You just didn't know it.
Right. And that's just like with you, we talked and you told me your story, how all this happened. And it was just like, you know,
exactly.
And here you are. It's so incredible. We are very blessed.
Do you have any, not that you have to share, but any big plans? Or I know you mentioned obviously about possibly, you know, maybe bringing a nighttime stream or a weekend, but anything that's in the works that you're kind of thinking about, or are you just loving what you're doing and just going to keep doing it?
Well, I'm one of those people, I guess this is where you could call me the content creator, because my wheels are forever turning. Like, I'm always trying to think of something, you know? So we'll see what happens. You know, I always am looking for, you know, looking forward, like moving forward.
Isn't that what
Walt
Disney
did? And what are we
going to
do next? And
I think Walt was always looking forward, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, thinking about what's going to come and like, what can we do? And, you know, I would love to be able to take trips and visit viewers that can't be here who would like to meet me. I thought, you know, something like that would be great for the future, like visiting people's hometowns and have a meetup, because, you know, we have like 100 people in Wisconsin or 100 people in Chicago or 100 people in Buffalo, and everybody kind of meet up there. That might be something in the future. Definitely we'll need Mickey Travels in the future whenever we start to take like some group cruises.
Yeah.
You know, we got a new one coming.
Love it.
I know. That's so exciting.
Jared and I were just saying.
Cruise is coming.
I love how Disney throws that. Like, we were not.
I learned it
from Jared today. And I don't know, like, Jared, what was your initial reaction when you saw this news drop this morning?
Well, usually, to take people behind the scenes of the job for a second, I was running Mickey Blog's social media pages during the news drop of the Disney Destiny cruise ship coming. And usually for big news like that, when it first drops, you know, you're obviously, you want to get the content out fast. You want to let everybody know about it, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, all the different social media platforms. And then the blog is trying to write the post very quickly. But I was fortunate where I was like right place, right time, the exact moment the news dropped. But I looked at it and I was like, I did like a double take, because it was such a big piece of information that just like dropped, and I was like, okay, let's go. Let's put this out. I was just typing like I couldn't even breathe. But the point is that, you know, it's exciting, and you know, that's a part of the job that you take on, and sometimes it's a challenge, but it is interesting how Disney will do that to you. It doesn't really matter. Even if you're in the media, sometimes you don't know, or if you're a big travel agency, you don't know. Like, sometimes Disney will just surprise all of us and just randomly at 10:47 on a Wednesday be like, hey, look, new cruise ship. Have a good day.
Have a magical day, everyone. Well, we always joked when we, you know, obviously, Tanya, you know, festival days, first day of the festival is big. I mean, there's a lot to cover, merchandise, food, all the things. Mm-hmm. And the first day of Flower and Garden, you know, we were all joking the night before saying, you know, maybe Tiana's is, you know, Bayou Adventure is going to soft open tomorrow, the first day of the festival. Because we were joking, but everything, they love to just kind of throw these. Yeah, it's so funny. Like Jared, like you said, new cruise ship, bye. And you're just like, okay. I mean, literally when I saw it come through from Jared, I did a double take. Because I was like, wait, new ship, new name. We had no knowledge.
For real?
Yeah, I literally was like, Jared, are you, April 1st is coming up, but it's not yet.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, with their, and Jared's
I
like,
always, I got always, it. Like, when people tell me, I'm like, first of all, where did you see that? Because I don't believe everything. And then it was like, Disney Parks.
Oh, man. Well, that's the one good thing. That's the beauty we have behind Mickey Blog is we always rely on these. Our team is so great and they make sure we're going to make sure we're getting it from a good source before, you know, one thing about Mickey Blog is we do not, and Jared, please correct me if I'm wrong. We don't put rumors out. We just don't.
No, I always, I tell everybody. We're not a
rumor filled blog. Yep.
Nope.
Because rumors have been known to be false and there's nothing worse than walking back a rumor.
Once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice. And the problem is when you walk it back, people then question future things that you tell them.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, well, you told us this and that didn't come to fruition. Right. That wasn't true. Yeah. So I will say our Mickey Blog team is so, you know, they're so on their A game with if something comes out, there's, I mean, you should see the text group blows up. It's like, where do you find it? We got to find it. Da-da-da-da. I mean, and Jared's just like, okay, hold on. They just dropped something.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny. We have a lot of fun doing it. But you know, it's just great. I think the three of us are very much on the same page of what we do, why we do it, and how we do it.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's right.
Well, for Tanya, it's been a real pleasure to have you on today. We're really grateful for you. You know, sort of talking about your journey, but also explaining, you know. Giving that advice to people who might want to start up. You said a lot of really great things. And again, the big thing that stuck with me is about, you know, really loving what you do and finding something that you love before you jump into it. Because if you don't love something and you try to go start it up as a passion project or a side project, like spoiler alert, you're probably going to give up on it eventually. And I'm not saying that happens every single time, but it happens often because you just you don't love it as much as you thought you did. Because I think another great piece of advice that someone in this industry actually gave me one time was they told me that to not ever really think about the money and or the views or any of that, any of the numbers, only ever think about you know, how much you love it and whether you love it and do you still love it and everything else will come with it. And people care about things that people are passionate about, you know, and it's very clear that, you're very passionate about what you do. And it was great hearing about your story. And back to the Disney movies and everything like that. That's awesome. It's a very unique start to a journey, Disney, journey specifically being over in Germany and watching movies like that with your daughter and tell
I'm down for some Disney movie trivia anytime. I got you. I'm gonna take the prize on that one.
I love it.
Well, Tanya, before we leave, where can our followers and you know viewers support you more and see more of your stuff?
Come join a live stream. Come on over Monday through Friday, That Crazy Disney Lady on YouTube. I usually get started about 10:30 until 4:30. My youngest son gets out at 4. And come join the chat and hang out and meet some new friends. Hey, we've had people get married who met in my chat. We've had people become great friends and now they Disney together. You know, people who we just had Crazy Crew here that they both came with their families, and now their families are friends and come to Disney together. It's just great. It's just so much fun.
The best part that's is awesome. You're the catalyst of all that. And that's really, really special. And I just want to say again, before we end this stream, not only thank you for coming on to Mickey Blog Podcast, but thank you for your partnership with Mickey Travels. Like I said, we, we only want to work with the best, and we feel that way with you. So thank you so much for, just having that partnership, sharing the love of Disney. And we're excited for the future and a very long partnership with you.
Sounds good. I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a pleasure to have you here. And we hope all of our listeners and viewers enjoyed this episode. If you are new to the Mickey Blog Podcast, welcome, of course. Do check out the rest of our episodes. We have quite a few out there now. As Alyssa said, this is episode 74. So we've been doing this for a while. We have new episodes that drop every single Friday. If you want to watch our episodes and see Alyssa roll her eyes at me in real time, you can do that. Just head over to our YouTube channel and you can watch all of our episodes over there. We have a whole playlist for the podcast. If you want to listen to our episodes, you can do so on any platform. Of course, we are most popular on platforms like Apple and Spotify, but we're available on lots of other platforms as well. And if you want to learn more about Mickey Blog and be up to date on all things Disney, of course, head to mickeyblog.com, where you can catch the latest and greatest in all things Disney. We cover Disney 24/7, 365, literally. I swear I'm not lying about those numbers. You can also follow us on social media, where we are on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun jazz. So definitely go check us out. We appreciate your support. We can't wait to see you guys next week on another edition of the Mickey Blog Podcast. Have a magical rest of your day.